So here's why I stopped eating gluten. So I started living with somebody who doesn't eat gluten, and it's just easier to, in my opinion, to cook stuff that we can all eat together. So then you just wind up cooking one meal and not 100 extra meals. And that's something that we try to do with patients too, is to connect with their family members and figure out what everybody needs to eat, find the common denominators, and kind of help people make meals based around that, and try and figure out what those common denominators foods are that agree with everybody in the family, so you can entertain a specialty diet and take a medically relevant diet to you, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, without it being a pain in the butt to your family. And it can be delicious, and you can still eat the foods that you love. We just have to work out, do a little diligence, and find substitutions. So anyway, when I stopped eating gluten, I stopped because I moved in with somebody who was not eating gluten, and I thought, well, you know, what do I have to lose by not eating gluten for a little while? I was in a place where I didn't really need it or want it, and I was kind of curious as to what that side of life was like, because there's a lot of almond flour and a lot of cauliflower, I'll tell you that. So, you know, there's plenty of gluten-free freezer pizzas out there, which we subsisted on for probably about 6 months until we realized that that was not a long-term strategy, and we made a change. But so what's this, so what's happened with gluten? What's happened with wheat is that it's been bred and crossbred and engineered and tweaked with in such a way that it gets more glutinous. Gluten is the sticky, stretchy part about wheat, and what that does is it's hard to break down in your stomach. It becomes that kind of stretchy, gloopy muck that gets stuck in your intestines. It's harder to digest. It's harder to process. It can cause some havoc on your internal workings. So I think the reason that there's such a big movement towards that is that the gluten is that, you know, wheat producers were trying to build the most glutinous wheat that they can, so that it's the stretchiest, and that they can use less of it for such a stretchy effect. And it was a, I think it was a cost thing, right? People want stretchy wheat that's not so stodgy, nice and fluffy, stretches really good to, you know, to be leavened and create fluffy, puffy, aerated bread. But that was done to the detriment of our digestive tract. And I think people's health is starting to push back against that. People having, you know, meaning, I mean, look at the things that we suffer with in the United States. I think there's a number of reasons why it's health, why it's a heart disease, diabetes, obesity. And I think you could tie a bit of that to wheat. But the reason that we have such a problem with it here, with wheat here, is that there's no regulation on how it's modified. Whereas, you know, you hear this, the classical story of people saying that they go to Europe and they eat the bread over there and they have no problems. They come to the United States to eat the wheat here and they have tremendous problems. So if you may be gluten somewhat intolerant, or maybe even just intolerant to wheat produced in the United States, if you have some of the following issues, like postprandial, post-eating fatigue, you get tired after eating, or you feel like your food just sits like a log in your stomach, or you feel like food doesn't really digest, or it doesn't really pass, or you get that damp, heavy, hot sensation after eating. If you try to go walk around, you're like, ugh, I'm just sluggish. Those could all be signs that you have, oh, and foggy headedness. Those could be signs that you have issues around digesting anything, really. But if you, after you eat wheat, you're noticing those things, that means there might be something that needs to be looked at. Either something in the metabolism needs to be tweaked, meaning your ability to digest that thing, or maybe that thing doesn't need to be given to the body in order to perform its necessary functions of living. So now if we look at this from the aspect of accumulation, maybe a little bit of highly glutinous wheat is not a problem, but maybe over time, for 5, 10, 20 years of eating that wheat, maybe the proportion at which we eat it, right? If you look at the food pyramid, how often it says that we're supposed to be eating that stuff, which I don't, absolutely do not agree with, and that pyramid's been debunked. But if you look at the frequency with which and the accumulation over time, meaning that the rate at which you eat that food is greater than the rate at which your body is capable of eliminating that food, then you're going to suffer from accumulation, which could be accumulation of undigested food that just kind of lives in the intestines for years and years and years. Or it could mean that your body is receiving some kind of toxicity from that that's unable to process and get rid of because it's taking on toxicity greater than the rate at which it's getting rid of it. So toxicity, I'm using here to say that word, that you or one is experiencing something that's not providing greater benefit to the system than its negative effects. So in the interest of looking at what's working for us and what's not working for us, we look at the food or gluten that we're taking in, right, the wheat, and we say, is this subsisting me to the capacity that I need, or am I feeling tired, nauseous, or full, or foggy headed, or getting that big afternoon dip, or feeling any kind of digestive regularity in terms of things being able to leave the body? If any of that is the case, then there might be an issue. So we just want to look at that. Now, so toxicity is rate over time as well, right? So how much of this thing are you taking in? And dosage-wise, too, if you're taking it every day with every meal and your body can only process it up to a certain point, then I'm going to cut there. So long story short, what I found is that when I take gluten out of my diet, I have more energy, I feel more clear-headed, and my digestive tract, just things just flow better. The boat floats better out of the station, if you know what I'm saying. The food goes in, the food goes out, and it feels quick, tidy, and commensurate with the amount of food that went in. So input's got to match output, if you catch my drift. So I hope that's useful, and I'll do my best to keep that tidy. And thank you for listening, and see you soon.